540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Striking United Auto Workers in Michigan will be greeted by a familiar face today. President Biden will join the picket line in Detroit. CBS Chicago's Sharda Gray.
Auto workers say they're not asking for anything out of line.
The end goal is to end tiered wages, bring back cost of living allowance that we used to have. You know, we're fighting for other things, pensions, those were taken away. There's job security issues.
Steve Greger says he's worked in the auto industry for more than two decades. He's had to work two to three jobs just to make ends meet.
I'm making less per hour than I was 23 years ago. What's wrong with that picture?
Donald Trump will visit a striking union workers tomorrow and skip the Republican presidential debate. Members of the Writers Guild are scheduled to vote today on a tentative contract agreement with Hollywood studios that could end their more than four-month-old strike. Striking actors will be back on picket lines after a break for the Yom Kippur holiday. WGA member James Olive will join them.
They were walking with us long before they officially went on strike, and so, of course, it's only right for us to do the same for them.
In Washington, House Speaker Kevin McCarthy hopes to convince holdouts in his own party to vote for a temporary spending bill tonight that would avert a government shutdown Sunday. CBS's Weijia Jiang from the White House.
President Biden said the cuts would disproportionately impact the black community and put food assistance to 7 million women and children at risk. He also put the blame squarely on the group of far-right Republicans who are holding out on funding the government because they want deep spending cuts.
Another 600,000 people in North Carolina will be eligible for government health insurance in December. Democratic Governor Roy Cooper's been fighting for Medicaid expansion since he took office almost 7 years ago.
Since January the 1st, 2014, states have had the chance to say yes to billions of dollars and hundreds of thousands of health insurance policies for working people.
Gas prices are inching up as Russia sells oil at discounts to countries that haven't sanctioned Moscow, and that leaves less on the market. Energy analyst Tom Kloza.
On the one hand, yeah, that enables Vladimir Putin to get revenues to sort of stoke his war machine. But he doesn't get quite as much as he would get if they didn't have rogue nation status.
Fast forward 250 million years, and a new scientific model suggests mammals, including humans, will be extinct thanks to a brighter sun, continents lumping together into one, and increases in carbon dioxide. This is CBS News.
You need to hire? Indeed is with you every step of the way, helping you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know what's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Direct from the Dairy State, it's Sharp Cheddar Weekends, a three-hour block of Wisconsin-produced radio, Saturdays and Sundays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m., featuring Raised in Wisco with Joel Clayfish and Danielle Fairman, The Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens, and Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown. You can enjoy it by the slice or enjoy the whole darn thing. Sharp Cheddar Weekends is radio so fresh, it squeaks. Listen in on the Civic Media station or on the app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Brock.
I didn't realize that Tucker Carlson's like hemorrhaging viewers. And I heard yesterday someone was like, oh yeah, like no one's actually watching it anymore. I was like, oh, that doesn't really surprise me. It's come like Threads.
it was a thing for about five
like a
minutes.
Week. Everyone was excited and then they moved on.
Well, it's like Scott Walker's presidential campaign. It's a big deal for about a week.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. Earl Ingram.
Yes, we're going to use lethal force. Yes, we reserve the right to operate.
He clearly stated he would go in and they'd slaughter the cartel and they would be killing everywhere. He used that verbiage.
Unless Mexico invites us to send our troops into their country, it's essentially under international law tantamount to an act of war to send troops into a country without the invitation of the country.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The Green Bay Packers call Lambeau Field home, but did you know the stadium has a history all its own? It started with where to build it. Residents on both sides of the city wanted it. Officials argued there had to be room for growth. Eventually, farmland was purchased, but in Ashwaubenon. The bargaining continued, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Green Bay City Stadium became a reality the following year and was renamed in honor of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau in 1965. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Ball.
All across Wisconsin from Civic Media, this is Up North News Radio. Now, live from our Lake Wissota studio, here's the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Breitlow.
Well, hey there, Wisconsin. Good morning. It's Tuesday, September 26th. Another beautiful day to have you here up north from wherever you're listening across the Civic Media Radio Network. And when I say it's a beautiful day, I mean in a very wet, very rainy day, sometimes with a little bit of rolling thunder here and there, but nobody's going to say no to a little extra rain today. If you're joining us on the Civic Media app or by podcast or on social media, we're glad to have you here to unpack the news as we do every morning from up here in Chippewa Falls. Here's what's on tap this morning. You've got a couple of family fights that are hurting real families. You see, families in America, families across Wisconsin, they're going to be harmed if the federal government shuts down. This is not some instance where a few bureaucrats work for no pay or some other bureaucrats go home and don't get paid. It's so much more than that. But a family feud within the Republican Party has the GOP on a collision course with failure to keep these government services operating. And even closer to home, local Republican parties are factionalized like never before. We'll have the latest instance. We'll also hear from Christina Loria this hour with The Uplift, some of the more positive stories that she puts in our daily newsletter that you can sign up for at upnorthnewswi.com. In our second hour, we will talk to State Senate Democratic Leader Melissa Agard. We'll review what should be an ambitious to-do list for the fall session of the Wisconsin legislature, though it still looks like the Republican leadership would rather do little to nothing at all. And Senator Agard will tell us the Democratic priorities, her own priorities for the fall session, and why those issues are important as they are. We'll wrap things up talking to Chad Holmes from Bull Falls Radio about what he'll be talking about in Wausau later this morning on a program that follows ours at 8 o'clock up on Bull Falls Radio or across Civic Media through the website, podcast, what have you. Jennifer Wachitsky will have our weather forecast from Weatherology, and you could be part of all of this as well. 844-967-2789 is the studio line, and it's not just for your phone calls. You can text that number as well, 844-967-2789, and if you do, we will see your text message. We'll mention that as well, and by the way, you can call or text us from the Civic Media app. So get that puppy downloaded onto your phone as well. Sam Davison is standing by in Madison, where he flips all the switches and pushes all the right buttons to keep us on the air. And he is in Madison. Well, first off, change of seasons. We're all getting into our long sleeve gear here. Sam is no exception. In his University of Minnesota Golden Gopher burgundy and gold long sleeve tee. explain yourself. You went to Point, didn't you?
I went to Point and then to UW-Madison down here for a little bit. I never went to Minnesota, though.
So the next on our list would be, is this a girlfriend or is this a family member? What do we got? What's the story?
It's a family member. My grandpa was a proud janitor at the University of Minnesota for about 40 years from the early 70s until I think he retired in 2010.
That's awesome. That is great. I'm glad to hear that. My dad had a job on the railroad for many years, but then later on, his next career was as a maintenance guy at a school district in Arizona. And they loved Mr. Jerry. You know, Mr. Jerry would not only clean things up, but he always had something to say to them, or he'd go when the kids, don't know what kids do, they throw those big rubber kickballs and things up on the roof of the school, and he'd have to go up and get those things. So, well, look, if your grandpa did that for that many years, clearly there was something going right about that job, and I'm sure he was as proud a gopher as any other student who walked across the campus there.
He must have been, yeah.
Yeah, well, that's great. Well, good to have that there. We've been just getting a stream of rain here lately. How are things down there?
It's been raining for a while. I woke up like at 4 and then fell back asleep and it was raining then. So it's been coming down for a little bit.
Oh, yeah. Same here. We've got 6 a.m. temperatures that include 59 degrees up here on Lake Wissota, 62 down there in Madison. Waukesha's in at 63, La Crosse 61, Wausau 59. Wisconsin Rapids, you're at 57 degrees, Green Bay 63, Hayward 60. I have not seen a radar for a little bit here, but there is a low pressure system sitting pretty much right over western Wisconsin right now. And as that thing circulates, it just keeps bringing these ribbons of rain in such a way that they're more like a river of rain, just flowing over you, depending on where you are in the state. We picked up another 9/10 of an inch here yesterday on top of the 2+ inches that we got over the weekend. So it's a little late for the growing season, but in terms of an overall precipitation deficit, we are definitely making up some ground, and that was very much needed. Like I said, even if it's too late for this growing season, to at least get the, get the moisture back into the soil and into the water table as well. Hey, don't forget, we have a newsletter that Christina Laurie will tell us about more at the bottom of the hour. But as I look at what we've got in this morning's newsletter, that includes the 2024 nominees for the Green Bay Packers Hall of Fame. Find out who's up for nomination. We'll talk about the new TV ads from the Biden campaign that are running in Wisconsin. Leinenkugel's here in Chippewa Falls is bringing back its Red Lager. And an article on where do recent grads want to live in Wisconsin once they graduate college to start their new lives. All that in today's edition of our daily newsletter. Take a break here. Unpack the news right after this, wherever you're listening across Wisconsin on this lovely Tuesday morning. When you're here, you're up north. We'll be right back.
Uh-oh, did a rock hit your windshield from that semi? Don't worry, Autoglass Now offers fast, reliable, and convenient service. For a limited time only, Autoglass Now is offering 50% off windshield replacement. Call your local Autoglass Now today for full details.
Dig out your lederhosen. It's time for Oktoberfest in La Crosse, September 28th through the 30th. 3 days featuring German food and beer, Stein races, barrel rolling, and the best in live music, polka bands. Celebrate the friendliest fest in the Midwest, Oktoberfest in La Crosse, Thursday through Saturday, September 28th to the 30th at the Oktoberfest grounds. Find more information at OktoberfestUSA.com. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Saturdays and Sundays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays and Sundays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
George Gershwin's Rhapsody in Blue. George Gershwin was born 125 years ago today. The composer and pianist who passed away in 1937, his signature Rhapsody in Blue, debuted on February 12th, 1924. And I'm not the world's biggest classical music fan, but everybody has some piece that they really like. And that one, as I was looking around yesterday for clips for today's history lesson, that's about a 17-minute orchestration, and I had no problem keeping that up the whole time. Just a beautiful piece by Gershwin. Hey, the Milwaukee Brewers could be clinching the National League Central Division as early as tonight when they take on the St. Louis Cardinals as they begin their final regular season homestand of the year. And while this might not apply to folks who are living in some of our other places far flung like Wausau or La Crosse, if you're listening on the Shaw in Waukesha or maybe even in Madison, if you'd like to go to tonight's game at American Family Field, we still have two more tickets that we can give away, and we will give away today at some point. I hope I can be the one to give them to you. Later this hour, we've got a baseball question for you, and we'll have the first caller calling in later this hour at 844-967-2789. Be the first one to answer that question correctly. And if you can have tickets emailed to you, if you can go to the game tonight, if you haven't won any so far in the calendar month of September, well, then you're going to have to change your plans tonight and be able to head off to American Family Field for that. The Brewers were idle yesterday, final off day before this final regular season homestand. So let me talk about the other teams that are involved in the playoffs potentially for the Brewers. Because, again, this wild card setup is, you know, not what we had grown up with, not what we're used to. So it's still kind of a thing. And there are four different teams fighting for the last two wild card spots. See, there's three divisions these days, and then there will be three wild card winners. The two division winners with the best record get to sit out the first round. The Brewers have already locked up, you know, number three, assuming they win the division, and they will. So the Brewers at the number three spot will have to take on one of the wild card people, teams rather, in the 4, 5, and 6 slots. And again, for those slots, Philadelphia has already locked up the first wild card slot. As far as those last two wild card slots could go to the Cubs or the Cincinnati Reds or the Miami Marlins or the Arizona Diamondbacks. They are right now, Arizona and the Cubs are tied. If the season ended right now, they would get those spots. But Miami is only one game behind them. And Cincinnati is 2.5 games behind them. And so while the clock is ticking, mathematically, Cincinnati is still in the mix as well. Arizona had its game postponed last night in Chicago against the White Sox. And so that's where we stand right now as these teams all fight to see who gets what for the wild cards. The way it seems to be set up right now is that, you know, the Brewers play the Cubs this weekend to wrap up the regular season. Then the Brewers would take on the Cubs again in the playoffs. The Brewers as the division winner, the Cubs as one of the wild card teams. And the way the wild card works is, again, the top two teams, Atlanta and the LA Dodgers, they're going to get a bye. They move on to the next round. But the Brewers will almost certainly be hosting the wild card playoffs, which are up to three games in a row. It's best two out of three. And then all three are in the same city. In this case, would be Milwaukee. Next week, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, if necessary. And then the winner of that goes on to the division series round, and that would get started on Saturday, October 7th. More about that a little bit later on. This is all to say that you can catch all the latest on the Brewers by listening to News from the Center and Richland Center, 107.7 FM, or Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM. Oshkosh Air Support can only also be found at 1100 AM, and News from the Center at 1450 AM. The Green Bay Packers, if you hadn't heard, have a short week. They are playing right away coming up this Thursday night, hosting Detroit at Lambeau Field. The game is on Amazon Prime. And then also on a couple of local TV stations, I believe out of Green Bay and Milwaukee. But then for folks around the rest of Wisconsin, there isn't, we don't count as a home market up here in western Wisconsin. I mean, heck, we don't even count as a Packer market in some ways. There's still a wide swath of western Wisconsin that is forced to watch the 0-3 Minnesota Vikings when they play football. The TV maps continue to be screwed up when it comes to the NFL, but it gets even crazier when you've got these games on these streaming services like the Packers will be on Prime. So they'll be on Prime this Thursday, so obviously not playing the next Sunday. But they're not playing the Sunday after that either, because they will be playing Monday Night Football the next time that they are active after this week. So you've got, let me get that calendar in front of me, you've got a series of three Sundays in a row now with no Packer football. Because again, they're playing this Thursday. So then the next three Sundays, October 1st, October 8th, October 15th, there will not be any Packer football because of there's a bye week, there's a Monday game, there's a Thursday game. So just know that if you've got some Sunday plans that normally involve football, you've got three Sundays in a row where you get a chance to do something else, probably raking leaves, but you know, still, you'll be able to get some other things done. President Joe Biden is going to do something today that has not been seen before by a sitting U.S. president, and that is walking a picket line in support of striking auto workers. He will be in Michigan courting those auto workers, letting them know that he stands with them in believing that they deserve a better paycheck. They deserve just a better shot at making the vehicles of the future, because we've all been watching CEO pay. We're all aware of the concessions that union workers had to make back during the Great Recession way back when. The workers still haven't been made whole from that. And President Biden is again heading out to Michigan to make clear that he stands with them and wants the automakers to give them a better deal. Meanwhile, former President Donald Trump is skipping Wednesday night's Republican presidential primary debate. He had said that he's going to Michigan to talk to auto workers, and while obviously there are going to be some union members who are Republican, that's not really the thrust of his speech. He's going to Detroit to talk to basically an audience of scabs at a non-union truck parts supplier. And the event is organized by the anti-union group, the National Right to Work Foundation. So when media tell you that he's going there to talk to auto workers and to talk to union auto workers, that is not true. But Trump and others know that these national newsrooms will say that either out of shorthand or, you know, because they're trying way too hard to be fair when you're dealing with somebody who does not play fair. This is somebody who is going to trash the union, trash union leadership, say that he's the one who's actually for those union workers, when everything about his record indicates otherwise. But it's just one of the ways where, sadly, we are being failed by the national press. We talk about this with Mark Jacob every Friday. But unfortunately, at a time when there are some big issues involving, you know, the auto workers and labor overall, a government shutdown looming, the possibility of paychecks being halted, jobs lost, real pain to many Americans. Here's what's at the top of the news for the New York Times today. Americans are down on Biden. Why does his party keep winning elections? In other words, a story based on polling rather than policy or issues. Axios leads with Biden's no-trip strategy, where he's doing exercises to improve his balance and avoid tripping because it could affect the voters' perception of him. Again, perception rather than actual accomplishments and policies. Even MSNBC this morning, new polling showing the number of Americans who think that Republicans are better on certain issues than Democrats. Issues like the economy, immigration, etc. But that might be in part because media outlets are talking about the polling of how Americans think about these issues rather than telling Americans how Republicans and Democrats are working on these issues or are not working on these issues. We're seeing little to no coverage of some of the more recent Donald Trump babblings. Just yesterday in South Carolina, he started talking as if he had been running against George W. Bush in 2016, till he corrected himself and remembered it was Jeb Bush that he was running against. Or over the weekend, how he talked about the outgoing chair of the Joint Chiefs of Staff deserves a death sentence. The nation's top military commander, Donald Trump, saying he deserves a death sentence. Any other presidential candidate, any other politician anywhere, that'd be huge news. The national media here gives him a pass. Or how he said over the weekend online that he would, if he were president again, investigate NBC, a major network, maybe looking at pulling the broadcast license. And if you say, well, he wouldn't be able to do that, let me ask you this. Now that everybody knows Trump for what he is, and some people still support him anyway, what makes you think there'd be any guardrails? You know, your Mark Milley's and all of the others who Trump brought on board, apparently to, you know, moderate him, that advisor said will keep him from his worst instincts. He's not going to have that if he's elected again. Nobody's going to be there to steer his worst instincts, and his worst instincts are as bad as any other autocrat. And I think that's where we all really have a lot of work to do. Trump's behavior, Trump's aims, they're crystal clear. And yet there are still millions of Americans who still like him. And that's not just on national newsrooms, although I put a large part of the burden there. It's not just on the Democratic Party or progressive messaging, although there's some responsibility there. But let's not shirk our own responsibility. We're all due to have better and clearer conversations with our neighbors and friends. We just are. And that's something that I know does not sit well with people. People do not like to talk about politics. But as I say on this show repeatedly, if you're the kind of person that says, well, I don't do politics, politics is going to do you. And in ways that you will not like whatsoever. Now, in the past, again, people have underestimated Joe Biden, and he has won elections, and he has a legislative agenda unmatched by any other president in recent American history, and he does have to do better talking about it. People around him have to do better talking about it. But it is worth noting as well that if we, like the national press, are focused on balancing exercises and polling rather than things that are actually getting done, then we're going to get the election results we deserve. We need to have these conversations. We are coming back next with Christina Laurie. You're up north.
Broadcasting to Waukesha at 101.1 FM.
Broadcasting to Southeast Wisconsin at 540 AM.
This is The Shaw, WAUK.
CBS News Brief. President Biden flies to Michigan today to join striking auto workers on the picket line.
If you take a look at the significant increase in salaries for the executives and growth of the industry, they should benefit from it. So, yes, I always support the UAW.
Donald Trump plans to be there tomorrow. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy still hoping for a vote on a temporary spending fix to keep the government funded past Sunday. CBS's Jared Hill.
A group of hardline Republicans lobbying for deep spending cuts is pushing for a shutdown, emboldened by former President Trump, who posted on social media, "Unless you get everything, shut it down."
Members of the Writers Union expected to vote today on a tentative contract agreement. Actors are still striking. Deadline Hollywood editor James Patton.
A lot of people might kind of hold back, or what you could say, slow walk their way back to work to just make sure SAG-AFTRA get the best deal possible they can with all the leverage they can.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
Two kinds of politicians, those who want to be and those who want to do. Tommy Thompson, John McCain, I would put Tony Evers in this category. They're guys who are running because there were things that they wanted to do.
The Todd Alba Show.
Now contrast that to Hillary Clinton, I would argue, or Donald Trump. Sure, there are things they want to do, but ultimately, they are like Scott Walker. They were people who want to be.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Love your hometown? Don't miss the Devil's Advocates radio show on the road for the very first Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023.
Oktoberfest in La Crosse, where we went to college, our fine alma mater.
It's true. The tour continues with a stop during Oktoberfest. Mike and Dom broadcasting live from La Crosse Friday, September 29th, starting at 4.
Road trip with the Devil's Advocates Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023 on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
Red Delicious, Honeycrisp, Granny Smith. If you have a favorite apple, now is the time to pick it straight from the source. Did you know Wisconsin has more than 300 apple orchards? Travel Wisconsin recently naming its favorites, including the Oneida National Apple Orchard outside Green Bay, Ferguson's Orchards in Eau Claire, and Apple Holler south of Racine. Many provide tons of family fun in the fall too. Tire swings, lawn bowling, hay rides, and more. Apple experts suggest if you want to pick yours fresh, do it before the end of October. For Civic Media, I'm Terry.
Happy Tuesday. Well, we try to make it a happy Tuesday because we bring Christina Laurie by. She works on the Uplift, some of the happier, uplifting, lighter stories that we bring you every morning, about 5 a.m. or so. Don't worry, Christina doesn't get up that early. She sets up the night before, right? You're not really there at 5 a.m. hitting the sun button, are you?
No.
Okay. Yeah. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. But I also get up that early by my own volition, and I really should have known better. But here we are. And while we've got this early morning time together, let's talk about the change of seasons.
how many different festivals we can come up with. We've talked about, you know, it was sweet corn and all the corn festivals. And last week, I believe, we talked about cranberries. And now sometimes you just have your general fall festival. I know Eau Claire for the longest time had an international fall festival that's now just called the Fall Festival. And you've got one that is getting the attention of the country.
Yes. So up in Bayfield, a lot of people visit Bayfield in the summer when it's a lot warmer and more bearable. But this time of year is also beautiful there, and you should go for the best Apple Fest, perhaps in the country. It was recently recognized by USA Today as one of America's best fall getaways, specifically because of its iconic Apple Festival. This year, it's going to be held October 6th through 8th. So you still have time to make your plans. And it's been celebrated for more than 60 years. It attracts 60,000 visitors from across the country for 3 days of apple peeling, pie contests, harvest treats and sweets, carnival rides, an arts and crafts fair. And it ends with the coronation of a new Apple Festival king or queen. However, we realize Wisconsin is a big state. You might not have time to make it all the way up north. Pun intended. So we put a whole guide together of the best fall festivals that you should experience. There's the Harvest Fair in Milwaukee, which is this upcoming weekend, starting September 29th. Then there's also into October, there's the Pumpkin Patch Festival over in Egg Harbor. There's the Family Fall Festival up in Madeline Island. There's Jack-O-Lantern Days in Fish Creek. And then all across the state, of course, Wisconsin is going to miss no opportunity to celebrate anything that includes beer and or pretzels and cheese. So Oktoberfest is celebrated at 15 different, in big form, in 15 different cities. But even the tiniest towns have their own spin on that and offer special Oktoberfest deals. So we put together all these comprehensive guides, and you can find them on the homepage of our website, upnorthnewswi.com.
Yeah, but you started with the best one. I love the Bayfield Apple Fest. And I know that that attracts so many people from the Twin Cities and throughout Wisconsin that come up because the weather is so perfect so much of the time. It's a beautiful parade. People are about as friendly as they get. So if you've never been, that's really got to be on your list and anybody else to get up there a couple of times.
Pat, on the subject of apples, this is something I only see here in Wisconsin, but I've gotten a slice of apple pie at some of these festivals, and there is cheddar cheese on top. What is the deal with that?
It's a Wisconsin thing, and not a thing that everybody does. It's not something that I would do. I kind of put it right up there with pineapple on a pizza. I like pineapple. I like pizza. I just don't know that I would do them together. You do, though, if memory serves me correctly.
Correct. But there's something, I've never tried it. So I guess.
Okay. Pineapple on a pizza isn't too daring for you, but cheese on an apple pie is.
No, do you know, I actually accidentally had pineapple pizza at Rocky Rococo's for the first time. That was the first time. I was like 10 years old. We were coming back from a road trip and I accidentally grabbed a slice. I thought it was just cheese, but it was under there. And I took a bite and was like, what is this? And then I was like, wow, that's delicious. So maybe I need to go into this apple pie cheddar cheese thing with an open mind.
There you go. Yes.
Or someone just gave it to me accidentally.
I'd say give that a try. Or like I said, you know, enough cinnamon and sugar with almost anything apple will get it done. I mean, we just had the best apple crisp thanks to a neighbor giving us, you know, like a grocery bag of apples. And, you know, you're never going to go through all those. But sure enough, we made some apple crisp out of it and it's good. But again, butter, cinnamon, sugar, they are your friends, and maybe cheese too. All right, let's move on to time sitting in traffic. And look, I love being in places like Madison, Milwaukee, the Twin Cities, but I don't miss the traffic. I live in a place where if you're sitting in traffic, it's a hay wagon or a Buick. But many other people do lose a lot of time sitting in traffic, but there's some good news for Wisconsin drivers.
Yeah, I mean, no knock to Wisconsinites, but even you mentioned Milwaukee and Madison's traffic. I'm from the Chicagoland area. I almost laugh when people say like traffic delayed them. It was so bad. I was stuck in traffic.
And you just want to go, you're adorable, aren't you?
Yeah. They're like, oh my gosh, I was stuck in traffic for 20 whole minutes. I'm like, mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, 20 minutes. Sometimes my parents live 30 minutes outside of the city and it could take us more than 3 hours many times to drive to a White Sox game. that would normally take 30 minutes. So that is real traffic, but that's the good news. So I'm here bringing you the good news. The good news is we live in Wisconsin, where the traffic is much lower than the average. So pre-pandemic, the average commute in the U.S. was about 27 minutes one way, according to the U.S. Census Bureau data. So added up, that translates to about 54 minutes a day, 4.5 hours a week, 18 hours a month, 216 hours a year. That's a lot of time you could be putting elsewhere. However, Milwaukee is Wisconsin's highest ranking commute time, but drivers there waste just 1/5 of the total hours that Chicago drivers do. They spend about 32 hours a year. So that's below the average and well below the regional numbers. Elsewhere in Wisconsin, Madison came in at the 605th highest traffic city in the country. Drivers there spend about 16 hours a year just sitting in standstill traffic. And then Green Bay was the only other Wisconsin city on the list at a commendable 951, with only 1 hour a year wasted in traffic.
I'm, you know, and I can't picture that one, because I've been, having lived in Milwaukee and Madison at times, I've been stuck on both of the main freeways during rush hour, and I'm not picturing the traffic jam in Green Bay where the congestion point is. So clearly we've got to ring up some of our friends up there and get schooled on where the main commute delays are coming from.
Well, and a lot of these traffic times are improving thanks to massive infrastructure investments. I mean, many of the roads have been widened, and so these are hopefully going to get alleviated even more. Here in Madison, the Beltline that people will be familiar with, whether or not you live here, you have to, any way you're going through Madison, you have to drive on the Beltline, the 1218. And they added another lane just in the past, like 2 years now, an extra lane in both directions. And that just massively improved the traffic flow. So I'm glad we're seeing that in cities across America, really.
Yeah, no, that's great. One of the vehicles you might find on there is, I know it's got a new name. It's the Wienermobile. I'm sorry, Oscar Mayer, but you said that you wondered what it would be like to spend a year aboard what they now call the Frankmobile. But that can't be an easy job to get.
Yes, I'm going to be stubborn like you, and I still call it the Wienermobile. I mean, its name is its name. It's Miller Park still to us. But a fun fact for you about the what's now called the Frankmobile is that because Oscar Mayer was once based in Wisconsin, now it's mainly in Chicago, but the hot dogger program is still based here in the Badger State. So it gets a lot of applicants from the University of Wisconsin. And a fun fact for you is that you have better odds of getting into Harvard than becoming a hot dogger. So the Ivy League school accepts 4% of applicants, but Oscar Mayer accepts just 1%. So let that sink in. Maybe you want to have a new career goal for yourself. Every year, the meat company scouts out 12 new hot doggers to drive its iconic, now Frankmobile, formerly Wienermobile, across the country. They're not just drivers, of course. They're like part of the marketing team. They do social media. They do meet and greets. They let people hop on board and tour around. But they've been doing this since 1988. So it's celebrating 35 years now. And some of the expectations are that you have to be a recent college grad. They're looking for younger people who have a lot of time to travel on their hands. And they travel more than 20,000 miles over a one-year contract to 20 different states. Each hot dogger is given a different region, and they work in pairs that they're in charge of covering. And most of the hot doggers consider the experience priceless, which is a good thing because the price tag that they pay you is not great. It's only about $36,000 a year. But I talked to one of this year's hot doggers yesterday, and she just absolutely is loving the experience. She says it's really a once in a lifetime thing. And it is her first full-time job. So she said that it's a bonus to be getting paid instead of paying for the first time in her life. So, you know, that's the time in your life where it's okay to sometimes defer salary a little bit for the experience.
Yeah, but I'm still stuck on the Harvard thing. Like, I know that if I wanted to get into Harvard, I'd have to study harder and learn more things. I'm trying to think what could you do to improve your odds of being a hot dogger?
Well, they're really looking for people with an infectious personality. They want that enthusiasm, but then they also want people who are very reliable too. You really have to be on the road. You have to be on your A game. They're looking at your social media profile, see how you're marketing even yourself to see how you'd be able to market their products. Gen Z tends to be really good at that. They are up on all the latest TikTok trends and stuff like that. So the hot dogger I talked to, she actually previously interned at a news station as well. So she's very much like in the broadcast route. She's good with social medias. Those are the type of people they're looking for.
And hopefully people that are even more patient now because of fuddy-duddies like you and me that insist on calling it by a name that it's not currently using.
Why change a good thing? It's the same thing with Twitter. Like it was working with its name. So something should not be changed.
Couldn't agree more. Christina Laurie puts together our newsletter. Subscribe to it at upnorthnewswi.com. Thank you.
Thank you, Pat.
So you can probably tell that this might have been a pre-recorded interview with Christina because some news actually happened after that point as well. Let's see who caught on it first here from us. That would be Michael here, who notes on Facebook, it is now back to being called the Wienermobile. It was all an advertising stunt. You are right, Michael. And it's something that I said the moment that the announcement was made. But don't just believe me. I want to point out Archer Parkett in Milwaukee Magazine did the same thing. He said he wrote on May 17th a silly article lamenting Oscar Mayer's announcement that it was changing the name to Frankmobile. And at the end of the article, he wrote, "Thankfully, this renaming seems like it might just be a publicity stunt, maybe a way to drum up some interest and get gullible journalists like me to write articles. I hope in a few months after the press has died down, the company will announce that fans have unanimously demanded a return to the Wienermobile name and the Frankmobile will be left on the ash heap of history." Well, guess what happened? Archer goes on to write and talks about the change late last week. And he says, "Color me bun surprised. But now everything is back to normal with our beloved mobile meat machine, and weenie fanatics across the globe can all sleep easy once again. As was predicted, the Frankmobile change was at its 100% beef heart, a stunt to garner attention. And as I write this, my second essentially pointless article about a vehicle shaped like a tube of cow bits, I can confidently report that the stunt very much succeeded." Archer Parkett in Milwaukee Magazine. Could not have been more right. And Michael, thank you, along with others who I'm sure did a double take and said, is he going to mention the name change? And yes, I'm happy to see that's gone now. We're going to take a break in just a bit here. We're going to have today's history lesson, a little bit of music news for you as well. But then, of course, in my mind, even more importantly today, is we're giving away tickets. We're giving away tickets to tonight's Milwaukee Brewers game versus the St. Louis Cardinals at American Family Field. We're going to ask a trivia question coming up after the break, so don't call in yet. But when the time comes and you're interested in going, the number is 844-967-2789. And after I ask the question, we'll open up the phones, and the first one through with the correct answer who can go to the game tonight would get some great club-level seats, two tickets. Tickets would be emailed to you, and you cannot have won a prize during the calendar month of September. If you fit all of those qualifications and you want to go tonight, we'd love to send you for what you could see, and that would be the Brewers clinching the National League Central Division and heading toward the postseason. All right, that's one of the things we'll be doing next time around with musical selections from Roy Orbison, Marty Robbins, Lynn Anderson, Carlene Carter, The Association, all of that and more just ahead here on Up North News Radio for this Tuesday morning.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio each month for news, weather, and emergency information. A new bill in Congress would make sure AM radio remains in cars. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Scattered thunderstorms likely today, otherwise cloudy skies. Daytime highs approaching 68, easterly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Overcast skies tonight, scattered thunderstorms likely, lows dip down to about 60. Scattered thunderstorms likely tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 65, cloudy skies expected. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 63 degrees.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. On The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Pretty woman, walking down the street. Pretty woman, the kind I like to meet. Pretty woman.
This is Roy Orbison with the number one song this day in 1964. A nice year, 1964. Could be just because I was born there. Could have something else to do with something we're going to do later this hour. Anyway, on this week in 1964, Roy Orbison's Oh Pretty Woman hit number one, would stay there for 3 weeks. On this day in 1905, Albert Einstein published the third of his Annus Mirabilis papers introducing the special theory of relativity. On this day in 1960 in Chicago, the first televised presidential debate took place between candidates Richard Nixon and John F. Kennedy. Singer-songwriter, guitarist, actor, and race car driver Marty Robbins was born on this day in 1925. He's best known for this song from 1959, which won the Grammy for Best Country and Western Recording.
Out in the West Texas town of El Paso, I fell in love with a Mexican girl.
Marty Robbins, born in 1925, passed away in 1982. Abbey Road, the last recorded album by the Beatles, was released this day in 1969. Remember Johnny Appleseed, the gardener and environmentalist from way back in the nation's early days? He was born this day in 1774. And we mentioned earlier, George Gershwin, the composer and pianist, born this day in 1898. Born this day in 1947, country singer Lynn Anderson.
I beg your pardon. I never promised you a rose garden along with the sunshine. There's gotta be a little rain sometime.
Lynn Anderson passed away back in 2015. Also born this day in 1948 was Olivia Newton-John, whom we lost just over a year ago in August of 2022. And a happy birthday to tennis legend Serena Williams, who is 42 years old today. I think I've got, one more birthday. Carlene Carter, country singer, is 68 years old today. This was her 1993 hit. On this day in 2012, Pink landed her first number one album with The Truth About Love. It was her sixth studio album and featured hits like Blow Me One Last Kiss and Just Give Me a Reason.
On this day in 1987, Whitney Houston scored the fifth of seven consecutive number one hits with Didn't We Almost Have It All, number one this day in 1987. And then finally, one more number one hit from 1966, and The Association in what sounds musically like a love song, but the lyrics make it clear, don't play this song at your wedding.
Cherish is a word I used to describe.
And then they go on to explain this person that they really like who basically has no idea that they exist. But we're going to let that play underneath while we try to give away some Brewers tickets at 844-967-2789. You know, Bob Uecker is known for his self-deprecation, but he does actually have a World Series ring. A lot of folks know he got it as Tim McCarver's backup catcher with the St. Louis Cardinals after the Milwaukee Braves traded him to St. Louis. Here's the question. In what year did the Cardinals win the World Series with Bob Uecker on the roster? In what year did Bob Uecker get his World Series ring? I might have mentioned it already in this segment. 844-967-2789. First person through with the correct answer would like to go to the game tonight. You're going to get two tickets to tonight's Cardinals-Milwaukee Brewers game. All right, while we leave the phones open for that, let me get back to some of the other stories in the news today, and that would include some Republican infighting in Waukesha County, where this is a Dan Bice article from the Journal Sentinel saying that a former chair of the Waukesha County Republican Party, John Macy, is accusing the current party leadership of improperly coordinating with a political action committee, paying two party leaders through the PAC, and using that fund to make payments to advisors of gubernatorial candidate Tim Michaels. Meanwhile, the current Waukesha County Republican Party chair, Terry Dittrich, dismissed the criticism. The dispute has to do with the county party's decision in 2020. And here's where things get interesting for, you know, county parties and people all over Wisconsin. The party's decision in 2020 to begin taking part in nonpartisan races like school boards and judges races. It was one of those things where, again, they seem to be like the last innocent elections where people could simply run out of a notion of public service, but where right-wing groups said, nope, this is going to be our breeding ground for leaders of the future. And Waukesha County's Republican Party was among the county parties to decide to get involved. They set up something called the WIS Red Initiative, which talked about endorsing and promoting a slate of conservative candidates. The group then set up WIS Red PAC, an independent committee that can support political candidates financially, Bice writes. He says that WIS Red PAC in its first filing reported that it spent about $8,300, about $8,000 of that being paid to a company owned by Terry Dittrich, chair of the Waukesha County Republican Party. The constitution for the Waukesha County Republican Party says its officers need to be unpaid volunteers. WIS Red also gave money to firms associated with several Republicans who played a role in Tim Michaels' gubernatorial campaign in 1922. And other county Republican parties were accused last year of essentially funneling money improperly from Donald Trump's political PAC to help in certain other races as well. It's just the latest instance of how when you loosen up the rules on campaign finance, you're going to let all kinds of funny business occur. I think Sam has us a winner for those Milwaukee Brewers tickets tonight. What do you know, sir?
I do. We have our winner, Tom from Wisconsin Rapids.
What did Tom know?
He knew that 1964 was the correct year.
That's right. 1964 is when Bob Uecker won a World Series ring as one of the catchers on the roster of the St. Louis Cardinals. All right. Thank you for that, Sam. And one more note. We mentioned a lot of the theme this hour was about Republican infighting and the damage it can do, especially if there is a government shutdown. And the latest out of Washington is that there is still debate over what would be a 45-day stopgap bill. So for 45 days, there'd be this continuing resolution or CR. And the sticking point now is, should that include 45 days worth of aid to Ukraine or not? But of course, there are still plenty of pro-Russia Republicans who want Ukraine to fail and its citizens to be subjugated. So that infighting goes on. We'll have more, including State Senate Democratic Leader Melissa Agard, in our next hour. Back after this, you're up north.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.